We're going to head to Ypsilanti and be joined by Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
Well, thank you for your time. Congratulations on your 28-26 victory over Toledo on Saturday afternoon, and in the process, snapping that losing streak to the Rockets program. After getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Eagles.
Well, we came out, and played really well, in the first two quarters, and I'd argue the third quarter, missed the field goal on one of our two offensive drives. Still we're up 28-3 at half, and the third quarter wasn't bad, and then fourth quarter, we were not able to sustain what we were doing offensively. But even more so, the battle was about field position. If you take out the University of Miami game, over half of their possessions have started in the opponent's side of the field. They're so dynamic on special teams. And, we've done well with our punt team and kickoff team, and so that was going to be the challenge for our team. And in the first half, they did not start on, our side of the field. In the second half, they started on our side of the field four times. They're good. I mean, it's, their punt returner is phenomenal. So it's not because, we necessarily screwed it up. I just want to give credit to them. But nonetheless, we were not able to, really fulfill the game plan, late in the game like we had in the first half, and that proved to be a difference.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton. Obviously, first half, the efficiency on offense, but also defensively, what was working. The injury to quarterback Mike Glass, do you have an update that you want to share, or is it a situation where you'll provide an update later on in the week?
Yeah, we'll figure that out as it goes, but, obviously just a bummer that he wasn't able to finish the game.
Talk about the effectiveness of what he brings to your offense.
Well, like we've said, I mean, you saw it in the Western game as well, and, he was effective in all the games that he's played in, but just allows us to run the ball a little bit more effectively because he can keep people accountable. And, that's he throws the ball really well. I mean, he was 6-for-8 in the first half, and has done well in the past game. But he's not lightning fast or anything like that, but knows how to move his body and can read and take what people give him. So that's the difference between the first and the second half. Is the field position, but our inability to run the ball as well as we had with Mike.
When you look ahead to this week, obviously a key game at Ball State, looking at film of the Cardinals, talk about the challenges you'll see from Mike New's squad, both offensively and defensively.
Well, I mean, I knew that they were going to be a different team than last year, all along. I mean, they were decimated by injuries last year, and total respect for how they played and how hard they fought and just kind of the mindset, I guess it was 2015, we just lost our entire defense to injury, and it's hard. So, I mean, with Riley Neal back and so many of their guys back, I mean, they're just, the team that they knew that they would be. So we've known and know what we're up against, and I think it's two similar teams in a lot of ways that feel as though that can play with anybody, and have shown that's the case, but to outsiders probably dismissed because of our records, but they're a good football team in every way, very well coached, and believe in themselves, so we know that it's going to be like, most of the other MAC games where, if we're at our best, then we're going to have a chance to compete with them, and if we're not, then we'll get beat.
And again, this opportunity on Saturday on the road, a chance for your, despite the close games this year, you get this victory, you're at 4-4.
Yeah, we want to be 1-0 this week. That's kind of try to how we live. And you know, you talked about a losing streak, and you know, we're not idiots. It's hard to you know, put yourself in a room and close the door and turn off the lights and turn off the phones and all of that. But you know, that's what we believe, is that you do everything you can to go 1-0 each week. Learn from the previous game, flush it, and move on. And so we're not trying to go 4-4. We're trying to go 1-0.
And obviously, with that opportunity, with the second half coming away with that victory in a close game, you've had those before. Unfortunately, this year you've been on the short end of some of those. The confidence for your team to get that victory at the end in a close game, and again, kind of getting over the hump and snapping a losing streak to a Toledo program going back to 2006, those are important building blocks for your program, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we know that Toledo, I mean, like I told you last week, I mean, I just think that Toledo's a program. And again, that's for me, that's a huge compliment. They're not a team year to year, but they're a program. And I think I said last week, that's, you know, that's what we're aspiring to be. They may not have been at their best, and we got off to a good start. We feel, you know, really good about being able to finish a close game. Proud of our guys, and it, you know, I promise you though, it was not euphoric. We did not, even though we finished, and that's what people see, you know, we're not happy with how the fourth quarter played out.
Well, Chris, well, let's get back to preparation for Ball State. Thank you for your time. Congratulations on the big victory. And I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Chris, again. For Chris Creighton and his Eastern Michigan Eagles in a 28-26 win over Toledo. In that contest, junior quarterback Mike Glass III earned his first career start and came away with his second consecutive 100-yard rushing game, as he posted 125 yards and two touchdowns, and he also was 6 of 8 passing for 100 yards in that game before leaving the contest right before the half due to a leg injury. For Eastern Michigan, they will be at Ball State this coming Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern, and that game available on ESPN+.